I had a friend from high school that auditioned for the team, and I saw pictures of it, and I was like, that would be so fun. What a cool experience. Just kind of auditioned for fun my first year. Came back for a second year, spent that year practicing, taking dance classes when I could, and then I made it to finals that year. Obviously, it's hard to get cut from a team and not achieve that dream even the first or second try, but I understand now that it wasn't meant to be in my life yet, and I feel like I'm in such a different place now even than a year ago. I'm more mature and ready for this to be a part of my life.
This is my second year auditioning, so I tried out last year and I made it to finals, and making it to finals made me want to come back so much more. I dedicated the whole last year to get ready for this day. So every day was a day getting closer to this. And I think every day that went by, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm one day closer. I'm one day closer. What can I do to get better? Because I want this so bad. Every day I was at the gym at 7. I did my push-ups. I did my sit-ups because I'm like, every day that I'm taking off, another girl isn't. So that's one day someone else is getting better than me. And I just want to have this. So I'm going to do everything I can. When I didn't make it last year, I'm like, I'm coming back. This is the team I want to be on. So this is my goal, and this is my hopefully my home one day.
Well, last time I wasn't really sure what to expect. I was really not confident compared to now. I just feel a lot more prepared. I feel a lot more confident this time. Like, I just feel great today, like, honestly. To go through the next round and go through the final is something that I've been prepping for so long and I'm ready for would be icing on the cake today.
It's really scary. It's like if you imagine being on a roller coaster at the very top for like 5 minutes waiting for your number. I remember last year I was like, oh, deep breath. And then when you finally, they call your number, you're like, wait, is that my number? So it's like the anticipation and finally you could breathe. So it's very stressful.
It's kind of tough, but it's also a great time to bond. We all get to sit here and be nervous together and eat some snacks, throw on our comfy clothes, and it's good.
It's a really special team, and I really appreciate that you all really see that and you really want to be a part of it someday. I'm going to name our finalists. I'll call out the numbers. If your number is called, you've been selected for the workshops, number 10.
When I finally heard my number, I could breathe a sigh of relief because I was like, oh, I made it.
Number 11. It beats last, like back in 2015 when I made finals, this beats last, like the last time I auditioned. It's like I'm on cloud nine. I'm like, heck yes, like I'm prepared for this. I'm excited. I'm anxious, like so many emotions, but I'm just like, yes.
18.
And then my number got called and it's a sigh of relief. I was sitting next to my friend Rachel and we're holding hands and like so tense, and then the number gets called and you're like, oh, there we go. I think it's really just a testament that if you set your sights on something, you can achieve literally anything. I never in a million years at that first audition thought that this would be something that would seriously be coming into my life, but here I am today.